This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:42. Sun's out here. Got blue skies. I'm sure it'll be about 25 degrees hotter here than at Bryn's house. Bryn, turns out, lives in the best microclimate. Bryn, winning. Congratulations,
Bryn.
That.
It's not, I mean, you know, it's, I'm not sure how consistent that is as far as weather.
Yeah.
It's pretty overcast outside right now.
He finally pipes in today, 4 days after the rest of us are melting. We're melting. He's all,
well,
very
you
pleasant
know,
here.
I
pleasant,
saw you guys suffering pleasant. So hard. I'm not going to go and just try to rub it in. I mean, I do that
really?
After
that's,
the fact.
Except that like you, sounds exactly like what you did.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just stating facts. I'm just telling you the weather out here.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not experiencing what you guys are. It's freaking great here. Oh, bummer for you. Good for
I didn't
me.
Say it like that at all.
It's pretty much a quote. I don't know. I feel like I just played back the tape.
I believe you were just putting on a sweater at the time, too. I
mean, yeah.
The time
oh, geez. It's a little chilly here. Oh.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We are teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responder Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual. Just because you can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean that we can't raise funds for first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020. Go to ws.radioalice.com/sfstairclimb to find out more info. Thank you.
No, thank you.
All right. Here's what's happening. So the heat wave continues and the rolling blackouts. We avoided them for the most part yesterday, but there's still a warning for today. So maybe... I'm not into the candle thing. I wouldn't encourage you to light
it's very
fires
romantic.
Right now.
Light some candles. Everybody loves it when it's really hot out. Let's get close and smear our sweaty bodies against each other. There's nothing I would like more right now than physical activity lit by candles. Please light some candles.
You act like you don't have air conditioning. Don't you have air conditioning?
Doesn't seem to work.
Oh boy. All right. Well, anyway, have some, you know, batteries, backup batteries and your flashlights ready just in case. Like I said, yesterday we avoided it for the most part. So hopefully the same will be true today. Here's some more stuff. Actually, I got a couple crime stories. You want these?
Sure. I like crime stories.
A couple in Seattle called the cops around 3 a.m. on Friday. Friday morning after they woke up to a burglar in their bedroom.
Oh.
That's got to be horrifying.
Who are you? I'm a burglar. Hold this. Stay right there. I'm going to call the cops. How dare you wake us up? Go about your business.
And me without a gun under my pillow.
Yeah.
Why tonight of all the times did I decide Hello, to send
boy.
That thing out for cleaning? Great.
Oh, that's fun.
Anyway, luckily they say no one was hurt and he left when they woke up. But on his way out, he forgot his backpack that had his wallet and ID in it. The photo on the ID matched the description the couple gave. So the cops were pretty sure it was his and not someone else's ID that he'd stolen earlier.
So this guy's a beginner.
Yeah, I guess. They knew about 5 hours later, though, when the burglar called the cops to report his wallet stolen.
Oh.
Huh. They say that.
You a stupid hoe. Yeah, he's, well, look, he's just learning, you guys. He's all, hey, you guys, wake up. Am I doing this right? Oh, you're mad? Oh, okay, I'll leave. Oh,
police said, we thought he was trying to, police said they thought he was trying to cover his tracks and claim that whoever stole his wallet did the burglary, but he wasn't because he told the cops, no, my wallet was just stolen 10 minutes ago. And they went, oh, well, then that would have to have been
you that was stupid.
So he would have still had it during the break-in, therefore it's him.
Turns out it's him the whole time.
Weird. They haven't released his name. He's 46 years old. The burglary victims identified him as this. That's the guy! They fingered him, and he was arrested and is facing several charges.
Oh, I hate when that happens. God, I gotta get better at this burglary thing.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to be fingered, especially in a lineup. That would be...
All right.
No thanks.
Oh. On Friday, a woman robbed a Home Depot in Alabama.
Oh.
There's video of this, so you can see her. She was in a 2000 Pontiac Sunfire when she backed into through the front doors of the Home Depot and drove in reverse through the store. She did a 3-point turn, knocked over a shelf, and drove down an aisle. Oh. In the video, you get a real look at her or a look at her driving, and you just go, man, you're not good. Really didn't think this through. I don't know if you're drunk or what your problem is, but anyway, she stopped the car.
To start with, you're in a Home Depot.
She stopped her car in an aisle, hopped out, stole a bunch of stuff, and then got back out the way she came in.
Oh.
They say that there are two different videos, and no one was hurt or killed as she drove through you know, Home Depot is always busy. Always.
Yeah.
You never walk through there and it's empty. You just don't.
People do tend to run away from a car.
Oh, there
it
is.
With them,
see her?
Though. Oh, there she goes.
She's in the store at that point.
Yeah.
She just cannot make this turn.
She's a terrible driver.
Yeah, she's not good.
She's trying. Yeah, she needed to get a getaway driver.
Yeah.
Wait, it takes her a long time to shift, too.
I know. It's terrible. She's not good. That's why I'm like, she must be drunk. Like, she's just terrible. And here's where she hits, like, the battery display or something. Watch her go forward and just crash this thing.
Oh, she's like, well, if I got that out of my way, then maybe I could pull off a 3-point turn.
Anyway, the police are trying to track her down. Now she's still at large.
Oh, she made the turn. Oh, she did it. She made the turn.
She drove up an aisle. Got out, loaded her car, and then left and got away.
Well, no one wants to get in the way. I mean, that's actually, you know, people don't want to go at a moving car. I mean, so many things can go wrong.
That's
let's let her go ahead and rob this place.
Unless you're a pedestrian in San Francisco, and then, of course, you're happy to step out in front of that car.
Well, I didn't even realize I was doing it. I like it so much. I'm just looking at my phone. What?
Right. Let's see here. Oh, this is the driving with your windows down. They say it exposes you to way more pollution than you even think. Up to 80% more than if you turn on your AC and keep the windows up. That's all that stuff that we know cars are spitting fumes. We know it's bad for the environment. When you're on the road behind all those cars spewing that stuff, it's coming right in your open windows.
Yeah.
So they
recirculated air is what you want.
That's it right there. They say if you're in heavy traffic, the key here is to put on your air conditioning, put it on recirculate, and let that do its job.
Unless you're in an electric car, that's really going to eat your battery. So don't do it. Put your window down.
Yeah,
it's a trade-off. It's a little trade-off. You know.
That's the trick, though, about those electric cars. And I'm down to get one when I repurchase. Although I'm in no rush to make that happen now that I haven't
been... Or we could work from home forever.
I haven't been driving, so...
What do I need a car for?
You really think this is going to be forever?
Yep. Well, for me, it is. I don't know about everybody else.
All right.
No, I don't know. Who knows? Be fun, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. We're never going to see you at the station again, are we?
You may never actually see me. You may only ever see me on Zoom ever again.
All right. Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Well, we'll, you you know, sometime I'll be like, hey, I'm going to be driving through Santa Cruz. I'm going to stop by.
When is that going to happen?
I don't know. After Never. The pandemic, obviously. Obviously.
Oh, this is just one of those. I'll just do this. This is from Reddit. Am I the bleep hole?
Oh, usually this, if you have to ask.
Yeah, this guy posted. He's 32. He posted that his 29-year-old coworker started a vegans-only club at work. His company lets people start lifestyle clubs that are partially subsidized by the company.
Uh-huh.
So it was a vegans-only club, you know. You know, vegans are pretty militant about what
sure.
they eat and they need
to be.
Yeah. Right.
It's hard
so
being a
he
vegan.
Decided to start a meat eaters only club. Mm. And the people in the vegan club are pissed. They filed a complaint with HR and they say that the meat club was, quote, exclusionary, offensive to their lifestyle, and eating meat is not a lifestyle choice. Meeting eat, get it.
Look, right, they were bound to be, they're very touchy people, the vegans. He did do that in retaliation.
Yes, he did.
So there's that. On the other hand, vegans, just shut up and do your thing. Do you really have to yell about it all the time? Come on.
HR.
And meat eating is a lifestyle choice. I'm sorry. I've changed.
Is it?
It's the lifestyle I'm living.
HR wound up approving the meat club anyway, even though the vegans were against it. Now, once a week, the members of the meat club go out for a burger or a steak. And
come back smelling all meaty.
That's what
the guy says.
I didn't even wipe the juice off my chin. I'm just letting it live in my beard. I like to smell it later. Oh, yeah. Meat juices.
The guy says that even though their HR approved his club, the woman who started the vegan club won't talk to him anymore, and the whole issue is dividing their office. But people on Reddit who were there to vote on if he's the bleephole say, no, he's not the bleephole.
No, turns out he's not the bleephole. Yeah, she's one of those angry vegans. He should have known that going in. Sometimes you got to give vegans their own thing just so that they can... You know, because of, on top of all the other their own things, you just got to stay out of their way, I think. You know, he's the one who he poked the bear.
I guess. Yeah.
The tofu bear, by the way, not a real bear and not made of any meat or animal based products.
Clubs are not really my. Are you in any clubs?
Am I in any clubs?
You were in a drama club.
Yeah, I like clubs like that. Like what club do you think I'm in, Bryn?
You said biker gang.
I'm in a biker. That is true. I'm in a biker gang.
Hey, we never got a review of your Friday night bike ride. Did you guys end up going?
We did. It was hot, sticky, and the only thing that made it good was the watermelon margaritas. Watermelon sugar.
Oh, yeah.
High. Watermelon sugar. High. Watermelon sugar. High. Watermelon sugar. High. Watermelon sugar.
Did you end up wearing a bra?
No, I didn't wear a bra. I put on a tank top. Because I figured I might as well put on a leather jacket. Like, I'm just going to be sweating. Even e-bikes take a modicum of effort. So, you know, you're moving. And that sucks. When it was 100 degrees when we left our friend's house. It was great, though. We had a great time. And when we were riding, because usually when you ride, it gets cold. It's just the way it is. But no, not on Friday. On Friday, it was like riding through an oven. Like, oh,
so you're saying the headlights didn't turn on. Good for you.
Oh.
Okay, that wasn't what I was saying, but you're right. I'm sure everything was relaxed. What am I trying to say?
Okay,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Everything's relaxed. It was just sweaty. It was a very sweaty night, I'll tell you.
All right.
I couldn't get enough ice.
Our the text
beams
number
were
is...
not on.
No, low beams.
800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Sarah, you're so funny today. And asking John if he's awake. LOLOL.
He's awake now. I'm okay. Woken him up.
Having that fried chicken or what?
Oh, I didn't ask about that. Honey, can we have fried chicken for dinner?
It's going to be like, Sarah, it's a million degrees. You want me to be frying food in the kitchen on a million degree day?
Please?
Of course you do. Hey, 510 says, did you guys hear about the shooting at Safeway in American Canyon over wearing a mask? I did not. No.
No.
Where is American Canyon?
It's out by like, it's by out me. Actually close to close to Nikki.
It goes. It's right next to Vallejo.
It's like if you went from Napa to Vallejo.
I didn't really. I was started looking it up when I saw that texter, but I guess that happened. And it, he was, I think he just graduated high school. The kid that got, he died.
Oh,
the kid that got shot. So, but who shot him?
And what's,
did they catch the guy?
Yeah, he was, he's in custody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all
his
right.
His name was Christopher Young, 23.
Who had
They're
the mask on
guys.
And who didn't?
Well, this guy that got arrested is wearing a mask in his mugshot. So here,
oh, so he's mad. He's wearing it in his mugshot? Oh, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's
so
below
he was
his
mad
chin,
that the other guy wasn't so mad that he thought murder was the answer. That is
this
not
is,
the answer.
You know, I've
We've
mentioned
gotten to a bad point.
The lack of civility we have towards each other out there, and it's unfortunate that, you know, here we are, Americans. We're all just trying to get through a rough patch. And instead of sort of, you know, locking arms and getting through it, we are completely fighting each other over nothing.
I know.
That dude's dead. A young life over a mask.
And the other guy's life's over now, too. They both, like, two lives forfeit. One, a total waste. The other one, also a total waste. Like, that is, it's ridiculous. Like, we really need to temper our responses to stuff. If you see someone without a mask and it's making you mad, leave.
Yeah.
That's what you can do. Just, you know,
let the store employees handle it. They're the ones who are there to, and they, right. I actually have found, like, I only go to a few stores, but the ones I go to, they handle it all day, every day. They just handle it. It's not a thing. They get, right. you know, the people trying to cut the line. Nope, line's up back over here. We'll let you direct you to the check stand. You know, they've got it. Yep. They're doing it. So, yeah, don't take that stuff into your own hands, please. Goodness gracious.
It looks like the victim was an employee.
Yeah, he was an employee of Safeway.
Horrible.
That's the guy I was just saying should have handled the situation. Oh my God.
The kid was in the parking lot. The 18-year-old employee was in the parking lot when he got shot.
Getting carts or something?
It does
this
not
is terrible. Okay, well,
oh.
I'm so sorry for his
family forever. Like, man, over masks.
Oh, this
all right.
pandemic.
Yeah,
it's ruining us. We were on the way, but it's ruining us faster.
Connecticut terrible. People are so stuck up and snobby, says 510.
Well, they consider themselves practically New Yorkers. So,
oh, is that right?
No, that's as the New England, you know, sayings go.
Uh huh. 925 says, loved, oh God, I'm out of time. I'll read texts on the other side of these. Look at that time. Sheesh.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.